Thank you for joining us as we continue praying through the Bible. Today, we come to Judges chapter 6. Before I read the passage, let me set a bit of the context. The Midianites overpowered Israel, and they caused many of God's people to live in hiding. Gideon was secretly threshing wheat when God appeared to him in the form of an angel, the angel of the Lord. He appeared to Gideon to save the Israelites from the Midianites. And after the angel proved that he was indeed God, here's what Gideon exclaimed in Judges 6, 22 through 24. "Alas, O Lord God, for now I have seen the angel of the Lord face to face. But the Lord said to him, 'Peace be to you. Do not fear, you shall not die.' And then Gideon built an altar there to the Lord, and he called it, 'The Lord is peace,' or Yahweh Shalom." The Hebrew word shalom is a rich word translated with English with the word peace, but it carries a deeper and broader meaning. Shalom means wholeness and completeness. One author explains it this way: shalom means universal flourishing, wholeness, and delight, a rich state of affairs in which natural needs are satisfied and natural gifts fruitfully employed. Shalom, in other words, is the way things ought to be. God is Yahweh Shalom. He is the Lord of completeness, wholeness, a God who brings delight to our soul. Yahweh Shalom restores things to the way they ought to be. Our sin separates us from God. But there's good news. It's the gospel of peace, Ephesians 6 tells us. Yahweh Shalom sent his son, Jesus Christ, to provide peace through his blood shed on the cross. And he gives us his Holy Spirit, who is life and peace, according to Romans chapter 8, verse 6. So God wants your life to be enveloped in his peace. He is Yahweh Shalom, the Lord of peace. So some talking points as we pray today. Thank God for the shalom that he has given you through Jesus. Now remember, shalom is wholeness and completeness and delight. So thank him for the wholeness and completeness and delight he has given you in Jesus. And then ask him to provide you with a natural opportunity to share the message of Jesus with your children or grandchildren in the next few days. Dear Yahweh Shalom, Lord of peace, thank you for giving me peace through Jesus, and thank you for giving me the Holy Spirit who settles my heart with peace. Help me to live a life that is complete and whole in you. Help me to live with your shalom. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.